Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
92.9 The Game.
It's time for the road to the college football playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, couple of things going on in and around college football, and we're getting ready. Are you ready this weekend, by the way? This weekend it starts, man.
This is it. Week zero.
I cannot wait. And we mentioned this. Big matchup, Iowa State, K-State. As far as, you know,
Farmageddon in Ireland.
That's right. These big kickoff matchups next weekend and all next week, we'll be talking about it. We'll be taking you around the country and bringing you the biggest guest as well. Obviously, Texas Ohio State is probably the biggest game to start the season, right? Because they're both highly ranked. Arch Manning, by the way, says the future is unclear despite what Archie Manning says. Did you see this, Mike? I don't know where he got that from. He texted me to apologize about that. I'm just really taking it day by day right now.
Oh, so the Colts are tanking to get Arch Manning. From Peyton to his nephew. Wow, wouldn't that be a synergy?
It really would be. So he put that out there. And, you know, look, we've been talking about DJ Lagway all offseason. We saw him at SEC Media Days. Mike, apparently he took his first reps on Monday. Guys, they've been practicing. Georgia started practice three and a half weeks ago. He took his first reps on Monday. And I don't know if he's going to be ready as the season is right around the corner for what Florida's season is looking like as far as their schedule is concerned. That's a little bit concerning. By the way, strained left calf for DJ Lagway.
Yeah, and that's a guy. And what does every Florida fan say? Stay healthy for like 2 weeks in a row, please. Because we've talked about how dynamic he looked at the cocktail party last year. But that's the big concern. Can he keep it together for an entire season? Talked about Saiyan getting the job with Ohio State. You got the Notre Dame quarterback, CJ Carr. By the way, you know, we just talked about Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's a huge game for Miami. You know, that's for Carson Beck.
No, it is.
Coming off the arm surgery. And
by the way, if he looks good, is that an indicator of anything? Like, what if he comes out and balls out really, really well in this first week?
That either coach was over his turnovers, despite the drops, yeah, and just was ready to turn the page, or simply the asking prices, Carson Beck wasn't worth 3.5 to 4, whoever you're talking to in South Florida, however much he's making down there.
I agree. But
Carson Beck can throw the ball better than Gunnar Stockton.
Yes.
I don't know that yet after the surgery.
Well, no.
All reports out of Miami, he looks good.
Yes, I think he's got a better arm. Stockton maybe throws a better deep ball, but we're about to see. I mean, again, here's the deal. If these wide receivers at Georgia are catching the rock this year, hello, then maybe right. It makes the quarterback look a lot better. I think Carson Beck feels cheated with all the drops they had last year. By the way, led the country.
Yeah, this is a team in Miami that, you know, they always tend to, you know, do things with that. Like, you know me, I'm not a fan of the head coach.
Yeah.
I just think there's, you know, they can recruit up the yin-yang, But you know, as far as in-game management, I just don't. I'm just not sold that Mario Cristobal is the man for the job. That's not just because of the tech loss a couple years back, but just does very strange things in clock management and strategy. But Carson Beck, with a team that's pretty loaded, they've been recruiting like crazy in South Florida. But that's a huge, and for Notre Dame, that's a huge win. If you're going to lose, you know, the old mantra, lose early, because now everybody's going to be in the playoff anyway. Notre Dame's going to be a two-loss team and be in for sure.
For sure. And by the way, real quick, I mean, we've got all week next week to kind of break this down, but I got to tell you this. All this conversation about Arch is nice, but who is defending Jeremiah Smith? He may be the best player in college football, Mike, when you talk about Ohio State. I mean, the kid had 16 touchdowns last year. 1,300 yards.
I mean, literally at age 18. It looked like a boy.
Right.
I mean, but he's playing like a man, running circles around people. The dude's unbelievable. 6'3". He put some size on, too, in the offseason, they said.
I mean, we talk about all this, and look, when you start talking about the best players in college football, he is one of them if he's not the best. I've already told you Caleb Downs, that is, from right here in Atlanta, I think is probably the best defensive player and certainly one of the best players in the country. But, yeah, I mean, we could talk about all this stuff with Arch. I just want to point that out as we get to next week.
But what do you make, though, when he says, you know, Arch Manning, you know, basically saying that Archie Manning, Grandpa doesn't know what he's talking about?
Well, I don't think, look.
Grandpa said he's staying for 2 years.
No, here's the deal. Arch is trying to make sure, and I bet you the sons, his sons told him the same thing. Let him set the tone for what he wants to put out there. Because then, Mike, it's coming from Archie and people believe it. And I get it, rightfully so. But you're not allowing your grandson to do the things he needs to do. And that is directing his message however he wants to direct it. It wouldn't be surprising if Eli and Peyton were like, Dad, come on. Like, come on now.
Sounds to me, Carl, like you've got a one-year chance, a one-year window. Day-Day, all that money spent coming down to one season with Arch Manning.
Here's what I'll say. Arch, what I take away from his statement is that if the intel he receives says, yes, you're going to be a top three, top five pick, leave, then he will leave, regardless of how the season goes.
Which gets but it's funny, just from an NFL standpoint, the Browns owner, Jimmy Haslam, said a few weeks ago at camp, you know, that no, we're not tanking to get Arch because Arch is not even coming out. And then this comes out. And then, of course, folks up in Indianapolis, I was talking to some yesterday, feeling that they even feel that Daniel Jones thing, Carl, is a work to get to that number one pick.
It may be. It may be. And Daniel Jones, if he's not any good, right, which he may or may not be, then it sets yourself up. But by the way, I mean, it's hanging in the NFL, we've said this, is very hard.
Right. Easier said than done.
Yes. There's nobody in any locker room right now that's like, yeah, man, I can't wait to lose every game. That just doesn't exist. So, but I will say this, Mike. I'm not going to look too far into this. Look, I've told you before, sources have told me long before he became the starter that the plan was for him to be there and he was going to enjoy this experience. I just think it's the messaging. You can't have – this is like you telling your kids, what do your kids do? Well, I'm going to go tell mom. I'm going to go talk to mom. Well, Dad said I could go do it. Y'all better be on the same page because if not, they are going to run between the both of you. And I feel like the messaging here is all that has happened with the Archie Manning family is like, look, let Arch handle that and we'll support him. But you can't be putting stuff out there. Mm. And he's like, I don't even know Dad said that or I didn't even know Grandpa said that. That's all.
Sounds like one and done. Hey, man, a couple of things for the College Football Playoff Committee. I was talking to Carl about this off the air and you and I were like, we read this like twice to try to figure out what they're talking about. They're saying they're going to announce the first of six rankings, you know, November 4th. That's the first one that really comes out. The one that matters, obviously, is the one that sets up, you know, everything after the conference championships. But one thing that came out about strength of schedule, because so much made about the SEC versus the Big Ten and everybody else, Carl, in strength of schedule. They're saying now a new added metric of record strength will help the committee determine how teams performed against their schedule. What is the difference between record strength and strength of schedule?
What is the difference?
Exactly. Well, it will help them determine how teams performed against their schedule, rewarding those that beat high-quality opponents while minimizing the penalty of losing to one. Again, I'm rolling my eyes and I'm reading this. These changes will also provide minimal reward for beating a lower-quality opponent while imposing a greater penalty for losing to one. So is that a wake-up call to Indiana's out-of-conference? Is that saying that, you know, you're talking about record strength. Don't lose to bad teams. Lose to good teams. Which is still strength of schedule at the end of the day. I mean, to me, it's like, isn't that the same thing?
It's semantics. I don't know if it is exactly the same thing. I think what you're saying is exactly right. They are trying to learn from last year and make sure that teams understand going into the season how they need to be position themselves to handle business in these wins that are going to matter and that the committee is going to look at and say, that is a win or a loss that means more. And now we have the criteria, Mike. Here's how we define that. I don't know if they defined it correctly last year.
They just, in layman's terms, they didn't respect strength of schedule. Strength of schedule was not weighted as properly as it should have been.
Well, not until the end of the year. That's when it came into play.
But again, but a two-loss Indiana team should have been in that playoff. I don't give a crap about it. I mean, I would have rather seen a three-loss team from any of the other conferences. You know, granted, the SEC was the one that would have put somebody in. But it just, to me, it just, I don't know. I didn't pass the eye test. The idea of Boise State, how they gave the little kids a place at the big table.
Well, the ranking, that part of it has been changed. When you talk about the seeding, right?
Right.
They've already changed that.
That'll never happen again.
No, that's not going to happen.
But somebody continues to be a moving target. Hey, by the way, I mentioned to you yesterday in Guy Talk, they are not kidding at Auburn. They are now claiming these championships that they say they won. The 1993 Terry Bowden undefeated team, when the team was ineligible to play because of NCAA sanctions, those signs are going up. Also going up, how do you feel about advertising on the field?
I don't have a problem with it.
Pat Dye Field with a Yellowwood logo.
Okay.
I mean, look, I get it.
The lumber?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Quikrete is a great
treated
sponsor.
Lumber?
Good people, but the yellow patch on the Braves uniform, if you're going to do it, at least have it match. That's all I'm saying. But they're going to have now a yellow wood, pressure-treated pine, foom-foom, right there on the field.
What's that deal worth?
Length matters.
It does. Yes. It does.
Both sides.
Longtime sponsor of the SEC and certainly of Auburn,
yeah,
but there you go.
I just say, like, if that, Mike, it's easy for us to say, like, we don't like it, but, like, if that's $2 million for the program in this NIL age, go ahead and put a logo on the field. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want the field to start to look like a check cashing store. You know what I mean? With a lot of signs and stuff everywhere.
No, I get it.
I don't want to look like a Korean baseball uniform.
Orange just said it buys you more length than girth.
If you want more length and girth.
Jimmy Rain, he's a big Auburn alum. If you don't know Jimmy Rain, Yellowwood, that's his deal. So, yeah, he's finally got it on the field.
That's his company?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's and easy. So length matters there, and it certainly matters up front.
Remember that?
I've used that wood. It's good.
Amongst other things, Jimmy Rain famous for saying.
No, it is. It's treated. It's good wood.
Orrin, you're a homeowner now. You will understand it's important to have pressure-treated wood.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the yellow wood symbol. Now, by the way, we even pay for these guys. They're not paying us any money.
I know they're not. I'm just saying. I was trying to compliment the fact that I didn't know it was his company.
I do wish when they built my deck that it was yellow wood, because I am seeing some.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Splintering.
Yeah, man. It matters, dude. Seriously.
That's good to know. I do have a leak, though, in our bathroom now that we have to take care of.
Well, that's a whole different animal.
Is that tile in there?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So I went to the kitchen yesterday, and there's some discoloration in the paint.
Oh, that's water damage.
Yep, been there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.